These are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Dan McCarthy. Marcus Rashford has published a lengthy message on social media explaining how he has learned that he needs to listen to his body. The Manchester United forward faces a spell on the sidelines due to a shoulder operation after being troubled by the problem for the second part of last season, including during England's Euro 2020 campaign. The club issued a short statement on the surgery on Friday before Rashford vowed to come back stronger, both physically and mentally. To guarantee I can play this game as long as possible, I need to listen to my body. Everyone has an opinion, but no one knows my body better than me, he said. Dean Henderson has revealed he played on towards the end of last season with the hip injury that forced his withdrawal from the Euros. The Manchester United goalkeeper pulled out of the Euros after England's opening win over Croatia due to a tear in his glute, and Henderson said the injury was first sustained in the 3-1 win over Burnley in April. Obviously, I was devastated at the time when I had to pull out, but I had an injury ongoing from the Burnley game last season, and I was really struggling. For me, it was something I needed to get sorted, so having a break and getting my head right and then coming back in early and getting everything sorted so I'm ready for the season is something I'm looking forward to. And former Manchester City centre-back Jerome Boateng is reportedly keen to join Manchester United on a free transfer this summer. The 32-year-old left Bayern Munich at the end of June following the expiration of his contract and is believed to be attracting interest from some of the leading clubs in Serie A. Juventus, AC Milan, Lazio, Napoli and Roma are all said to be interested in the Germany international, but reports suggest Boateng dreams of a switch to Old Trafford. Manchester United are closing in on the signing of Rafael Varane from Real Madrid, which is expected to open the door for Axel Tuanzebe to leave on loan for next season. Those are your latest Manchester United headlines.